91X News.
It's minus 6 and sunny. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. U.S. President Barack Obama has rejected the current Keystone XL transborder pipeline, but TransCanada Corporation will still be allowed to resubmit an amended proposal with a new route away from environmentally sensitive areas in Nebraska. The move gets around a 60-day deadline Congress imposed last month. Republicans were trying to get Obama to approve the project to carry Alberta crude to Texas before the presidential election in November. Opposition leader Tim Hudak is making a frank admission about what went wrong with the progressive conservatives in last fall's election. Hudak didn't mention the controversial foreign workers issue that dogged his campaign from the get-go, but he says he would have done things differently. The leader, who faces a leadership review next month, acknowledged that the Tories failed to talk about the kinds of positive change that they wanted to bring to Ontario. Hudak says the party locked into a strategy last spring around pocketbook issues and weren't nimble enough to adjust when other issues, like the European debt crisis, emerged. The military is getting ready to launch Exercise Arctic Ram next month. The massive military exercise will involve more than 1,500 soldiers and light-armored vehicles. It's the first time in more than a generation that mechanized units will operate in the north. The Army says it's looking forward to seeing how its desert-tested vehicles will perform under Arctic conditions. A United Nations group will soon consider whether to grant special status to the boreal forest along the Ontario-Manitoba boundary. The two provinces, along with five First Nations, wants the region declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. Manitoba Premier Gary Sullinger says the 33,400 square kilometer parcel of land is the last intact boreal forest of its kind in the world. Sullinger believes the recognition would be a big boost.
We're going to be globally recognized for what we've done to protect this site, and it will attract ecotourists from all around the world to come and see it and protect it. And ecotourism is the fastest growing source of tourism on the planet these days.
The provinces and First Nations are now submitting their bid for recognition, which would be considered as early as the spring. Wikipedia is blocking visitors from its English language articles, and Google has also blacked out the logo on its homepage as they join other sites protesting legislation pending in the U.S. Congress that's aimed at shutting down sites that share pirated movies and other content. Tech venture capitalist Charlie O'Donnell says the proposed anti-piracy legislation would dampen innovation on the web.
This is something that stifles innovation, tries to centralize and dictate the technology of the web, which has flourished because it's always been open and decentralized.
The 24-hour Wikipedia blackout is an unprecedented move for the online encyclopedia. However, it's not complete. The block can be bypassed by changing browser settings or by using the version of the site designed for cell phone screens. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
Thanks, Joe. The Wellington Dukes continue their long break as the team isn't scheduled to play until Saturday. The Picton Pirates also have the night off before they host the Amherstview Jets tomorrow at 7:30 in Picton. The Belleville Bulls will take on the Mississauga St. Mike's Majors tonight at the Yardman. The Bulls have won once in their last eight games. The Bulls lead the Majors by 1 point in the standings. The Australian Open is more than underway now in Melbourne, with Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and Novak Djokovic all advancing to the next round. Canada's Milos Raonic will face Philipp Petschner of Germany tonight at 7. Now to the injury-prone sport of skiing. Canadian ski cross star Kelsey Serwa's season is over. The 22-year-old Kelowna, BC native announced Wednesday that she'll require season-ending knee surgery after rupturing a ligament in her left knee during a World Cup race last week in France. This is after a report released Tuesday by the Canadian Institute for Health Information that more than 2,300 hospital admissions resulted from slopes-relating injuries last winter. In Major League Soccer news, Toronto FC waived midfielder-slash-defender Mikhail Yarosowski on Wednesday. Yarosowski, who is 28, appeared in 21 MLS games and made 13 starts, registering only one assist. The Toronto Raptors look to change their ways tonight. The team is on a five-game losing skid, but are in it for a tough against the Celtics. Even though the boys from Boston are 0-4 in their last five as well, they're still the Celtics, which is bad news for the Raptors fans, as Rasul Butler and his 26% shooting still continues to start. Remember to send us your team or league scores via email to sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Now over to Jose DeBarros with 91X weather.
Thanks, Austin. Today, it'll be sunny, high of -7. Tonight, it'll be clear. increasing cloudiness late this evening with 30% chance of flurries overnight. A low of minus 11, with temperature rising to minus 4 by the morning. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, periods of snow beginning in the morning and ending in the evening, with an amount of 5 centimeters. Clearing late in the evening, a high of minus 1. It's minus 6 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin Mackay. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.